This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Belinda from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Tuesday, the 4th of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equities were broadly higher. At the latest U.S. close, the S&P 500 gained 1.5%, while the Nasdaq was flat on the day. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 rose 60 bips, while Switzerland's SMI added 40 basis points respectively. And in Asia, the Nikkei 225 gained 0.3%. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.151 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The US 10-year yield is 4.68%, up 1 basis point. Brent crude rose 0.9% to $85 a barrel, while gold gained 0.5% to $4,055 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Belinda. So what has driven the recent reassessment of the AI trade, and how should investors approach its next phase?
A reassessment of the AI trade and the unwinding of leverage positions under pressure have contributed to a peak-to-trough decline of 28.6% in the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index over the past 6 weeks. Sentiment has improved slightly in recent days, but we believe the next phase of the AI growth story requires more than simply owning companies linked to AI spending.
So where can investors look beyond a selective and balanced approach to technology exposure?
Well, investors can also consider AI opportunities from a thematic perspective. The technology is transforming businesses and industries, creating opportunities across sectors that enable, support, or apply AI at scale.
And does power stand out as an important part of that broader opportunity?
Absolutely. Access to power is one of the biggest constraints on AI development and, in our view, one of the areas with the least substitution risk. Power generation capacity and grid connections face long lead times. Chips have shorter life cycles, but they can also be affected by the lengthy cycles needed to make the equipment that produces them. This underpins our positive view on the power and resources theme, which focuses on power infrastructure and industrial technology. Both are essential to developing AI and satisfying rising electricity demand.
Right, and what opportunities do you see within semiconductors and hardware?
Hyperscalers are raising guidance for their near-term capital spending commitments, which continues to support beneficiaries across the semiconductor and hardware segment of the AI value chain. But selectivity is key, and we now see the biggest opportunity in semiconductor capital equipment. We expect supply bottlenecks to be most prominent there, and forecast that revenue will increase at a compound annual growth rate of roughly 30% over the next 3 years. Foundries also offer compelling risk-reward because oversupply risk remains manageable, valuations are reasonable, and pricing power is improving. Compute should continue to benefit from the rising adoption of agentic AI.
Got it. And how does healthcare fit into the AI opportunity?
Well, we've long believed that AI applications are where most value will be created over the longer term. Among those applications, health spending is one of the most price inelastic goods. We therefore believe pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies with proprietary data assets offer a unique opportunity. AI-led advances in healthcare have already been notable. Lila's latest mRNA therapeutics delivered performance twice as effective as conventional technologies, while InSilico Medicine's AI-discovered treatment for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis has entered phase 3 clinical trials. We continue to favor healthcare globally and believe the sector offers opportunities supported by the structural trend of longevity.
So where does that leave investors looking to position for continued AI growth?
In addition to holding technology stocks and without taking any single security views, we believe investors can broaden their exposure to industrials, utilities, and healthcare.
Great. Thanks, Belinda. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. U.S. factory activity expanded for a 7th consecutive month in July. The ISM manufacturing PMI rose to 55.6 from 53.3 in June, well above market expectations of 54 and marking the strongest expansion since May 2022. Monday's data showed a sharp acceleration in output and solid growth in new orders, while cost pressures eased. Businesses continued to front-load orders, and strong AI-related investment helped offset the impact of import tariffs. The strong run of manufacturing PMIs this year points to a pickup in industrial activity. That supports our view that cyclical areas of the equity market should contribute to a broadening of the rally. Results from the second quarter reporting season so far give us confidence that this cyclical strength should persist well into 2027. We believe investors should hold broadly diversified exposure to capture a wider range of opportunities and growth drivers. New York Fed President John Williams said, "Current interest rates are well positioned to support inflation's gradual return toward the central bank's target, while leaving open the possibility of further action if price pressures fail to ease." In a Reuters interview, Williams said he expects U.S. inflation to decline during the second half of this year and fall further next year. He added that he does not anticipate continued inflationary pressure from the Middle East conflict. His comments followed last week's FOMC decision to keep the federal funds rate unchanged at 3.5 to 3.75%, despite three hawkish dissents supporting a 25 basis point increase. Williams said he strongly supported holding rates steady and is focused on whether core inflation data over the coming months will be consistent with a sustained return to 2% by 2028. His remarks reinforce our view that the Fed appears comfortable keeping rates steady while monitoring whether inflation trends improve. We expect further goods disinflation during the second half of the year as tariff effects fade. Chair Kevin Warsh signaled that the Fed is in a period of watchful thinking, and we expect that approach to prevail through year-end. Policy is likely to remain on hold unless core inflation stalls or energy and tariff-related risks intensify. Markets are still pricing a more hawkish path than our baseline, leaving room for yields to fall as inflation cools. We expect bond yields to decline over the next 12 months and continue to favor short and medium duration quality bonds, where current starting yields look appealing. Looking ahead to Wednesday, investors will be watching the Bank of Japan's policy meeting minutes, the Eurozone's July PMIs from S&P Global, and the U.S. ISEM Services PMI for July, Azure OpenAI HiDirect. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/cio-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.